Erin went out someplace in the woods trick-or-treating, and she's been gone. Erin! Erin! Like, I hear something. Erin! 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 Where have I been?
Oh, my gosh.
Where have you been?
Don't leave me again. I was so scared.
You left me. What's going on? Where are we right now?
This is freaky. I don't know.
I have no idea how to get back where we're going.
We got
to
get back.
Did you hear that?
What's that noise?
The natural man.
I don't know.
Chris, what is that?
Oh, my God. They're chips.
Why are there chips out here?
Why are there chips in the middle of the woods?
Ew.
Did you put these there?
No.
Are you screwing with me? Oh, my God. I think the battery went dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, here you go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is that?
I'm so happy that's over.
Oh, so scary.
I don't even really like Halloween, so are you ready to start the show?
I'm ready.
Okay. The Vikes are in Chicago to play the Rotten Bears. Jay Cutler is returning, but no one really cares.
Let's do this. So you ready to get social?
Yes, let's get social.
It's a little early for trick-or-treating, but Aaron Rodgers went as the dude anyway after last night. So do they mean to say this dude?
You don't know who the dude is? The Big Lebowski? Mm-hmm. El Duderino? If you're not into the whole brevity thing?
No.
Not Mr. Lebowski? I can get you a pinky. I can get you a pinky toe. You want a toe? I can get you a toe.
For this dude?
You don't know. Mm-mm. You don't know who the dude is?
No idea.
You're out of your element, Donnie? No? You're out of your... No?
Mm-mm. Enough.
Oh my gosh, look at this picture. From SportsCenter.
I love this.
Yao Ming is 7'6".
Mm-hmm.
Gary Player is 5'6". It almost looks fake, doesn't it?
No, it looks so cute. I love this. I want to be right in the middle of them. I don't know why. Visit them.
But yes, I do too. I'm going to move on. Now look at this. Do you know who kicked this field goal?
Randy Moss.
Look at him. And not just that, but can you do that, Dad?
Not with the skirt on, but yes, I can.
I can
you
do it with your skirt on.
You clearly are almost there.
I think I just tore my ACL.
Look That's at this, amazing. Though. There's a few teams who could probably sign him right now if he wanted to come out of retirement.
They could. And it's a straight on kick with dress shoes on. And then the dance, though. I'm going to try it. Yeah. All right?
Like, this show isn't scary enough. Very nice. Maybe you need dress shoes on instead of your tennies.
I should get my red cowboy boots.
More imposters. They're catching on to our Bills Mafia.
And I understand why. Oh, my gosh. Look how high he is. Oh, that's going to hurt. Oh, he moved.
That's terrible.
And this dude who rolled off the table looked like he hurt himself as well. That's like... Well,
first of all, they're copying.
They are.
Dallas is going down!
Which I don't like. And then second of all...
That looked very, very painful.
I know.
But lastly, Jets.
Speaking of painful.
Look at this. Watch this. Oh! See, the AFC seems to know how to do this.
Yeah,
I mean, serious... Yeah, that...
Nobody from the NFC would ever do something that stupid.
Every time we watch these, you know what always gets me? Is every time... I mean, look at it. Watch. Okay, so watch. So he grabs a... Slam, right? You know that hurts really bad. Every one of these guys pretends it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, they all get up and just walk it off. Meanwhile, they like, can't see.
Like, that guy can't breathe right now.
But at least in the with the Bills Mafia...
Yeah.
They have, like, a crowd and excitement.
Yeah.
These are, like, three dudes alone on some concrete.
It's a Jets game.
Yeah, well,
what
so I guess
do?
It's the only three you
Absolutely
can.
Absolutely right. So there you have, you're all caught up.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch The Big Lebowski.
You probably should. Later in the show, it's Words with Teammates Extreme with our defending champs and Vikings karaoke with the captain. But next, we talk to our NFC North expert, the Big Cat.
Yeah, I'm going to do an outro, okay? Ready?
Yeah, this is cool, ready?
Peace out, ladies.
Whoa!
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium, by Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium, and by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name is Chris Hockey, Aaron Newberg.
Hey, everybody. It is time to have an interview with our NFC North expert, our esteemed guest, Mr. Big Cat from Barstool Sports.
Oof.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Vikings Connected. We're so happy to have you here.
I'm ready. You guys are constantly reminding me that I have to watch Bears games, which is great.
You have a nice new ride, too. I really like that.
The ride is because the Cubs are in the World Series, and my co-host for my podcast, PFT Commenter, is having surgery on his foot today. So I'm trying to stay stress-free, stay off of my feet.
What do you think about this game coming up on Monday?
It's an interesting game because the Bears are awful, as you know. They're probably the worst team in, besides the Browns, they're the worst team in the NFL.
For sure.
And it was a mysterious moment when Jay Cutler all of a sudden gets healed the minute Brian Hoyer goes down. So I think there was a little tomfoolery going on there at Hallis Hall.
You know, we could go on and on all day about football, but look at what he's wearing right there. Obviously, baseball's on your mind. Congratulations on your team being in the
Woo-hoo!
World Series. I don't even know what that feels like anymore.
Way to go, Chicago.
Yeah, you guys, whatever, you know, late 80s, early
87.
90s, that works. But yeah, the Cubs are in the World Series. This is an exciting, exciting time. When this airs, they hopefully will be up 2-0 or 3-0. It will be pretty disappointing if this airs and the Cubs are down 2-0. I'll look like a fool. But maybe I'll keep the chair for a little longer if they lose the World Series.
What's happening with Part of My Take right now? What are you guys up to?
We have one member getting surgery, mm-hmm. one member in the Rascal. But other than that, we're gearing up for some NBA stuff. We have Blake Griffin on Friday, so that should be a good talk with him from the Clippers.
So did you happen to see the Vikings karaoke that we did with you and your cohorts?
I did. It was a great performance by us.
Agreed.
And I think my breasts probably stole the show.
They absolutely have not left my mind. Not only, even more so watching it back on major market television. It was really something to see.
Yeah, I can't believe they let that play like in bars and in televisions. Kids were watching. That was a little graphic, if you ask me.
I feel like it just sets their goals higher. Like it sets, you know, their standards a little higher for when they grow up.
Yeah.
Something
yeah,
to
maybe do a couple
strive
push-ups
for.
Next time. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now what are you guys going to do for Halloween? Are there big plans?
You guys have it set up, but yeah, the Vikings and Bears will be on. I don't know. I have to figure out. I think because my co-host PFT is going to be in a wheelchair, I might go as Forrest Gump and he'll be Lieutenant Tan, so that will work.
I kind of like that.
I feel like I shouldn't laugh, but it's definitely funny.
I kind of like that. That's really good.
And then do you want to make any big predictions for this weekend for football? Do you want to? Are there any predictions you need to get out there?
I think the Vikings will probably get back on track if
For
I
sure.
had to guess.
That's
so
a given.
The best.
So.
It was like the Thursday night game with the Packers. Yeah. Everyone was wondering what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers. Well, he just needs to play the Bears a couple times and he'll get better. So that's probably what's going to happen with the Vikings as well.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it helps you at all, everybody in this room is rooting for the Cubs to win the World Series.
We are.
So we'll take Monday Night Football. You guys take the series. How about that?
If I could sign that deal right now, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Done and done.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for agreeing with us on the Vikings win. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna do an outro, okay? Ready?
Yeah, this is cool, ready?
Peace out, later.
Whoa!
Stick around, everybody. Vikings Karaoke is back with the captain. But first, our returning champs play Words with Teammates Extreme.
We're trying to establish a dynasty here, and we're not happy with one championship. We need to win 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And we'll see from there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. Clearly, it's our Halloween episode, and it is time for Words with Teammates Extreme.
That's right. The returning champions come back. It's Big Country and Chad Greenway.
Yes, check.
Check.
Mike.
1, 2.
Mike Hot.
Got it.
Check, baby. Check, baby. We'll probably be back this year defending our title, and we're hoping to come back and kind of be repeat back-to-back champs.
Say like us defending our NFC North title. We're here to defend our Words with Teammates title. We're just trying to build a dynasty here. You know, we're not going to branch off and go our own ways like most duos in pop culture. We're going to stick together.
For round one, we're going with sports. Most popular shoe logo in the world.
Nike.
What's the...
Swoosh.
And he could go all
Chris Berman.
The... all football players wear them. They're almost always white and they're uncomfortable under your pants.
Jockstrap.
It's a game and it's really popular in Asia. It's got a birdie. No. Yeah.
Got a birdie.
Yes. Poker game, really popular on TV. He played Texas the casino. Fighter from Ireland, I think.
Conor McGregor.
Volleyball, your sister does it. The three things.
Bump, set, spike.
Yep. Hardest shot in bowling. It's the one where they really split all the way apart.
Split.
Yeah, what kind of, though?
10-7 split.
Yep. Our point guard for the Timberwolves from Spain.
Ricky Rubio.
It's a tennis tournament overseas. And they have
French
a funny
Open.
Accent. Nope, keep going further.
Wembley.
Nope, keep going.
Wimbledon.
It's... What, am I supposed to keep going?
What was the last one?
Australian Open.
Ah, I was going the other way.
Yeah.
Down Under.
We did great.
Was it 9 out of 10?
Didn't we do good? It was good. You guys didn't give us much time, but yeah, I think we did well. Obviously, we had less time than everybody else, and we still probably got the most, so we feel pretty good about it.
9 out of 10, like I said, we're not trying to come out of the gates too quickly.
We want to be perfect.
We got to hit our stride in the playoffs, so we're just trying to work our way in, and I think we did that with a 9 out of 10 in the first round.
He did great on Australian Open. I had a hard time trying to describe Australia. Chris Berman was great. Jockstrap was great. The bump set spike really quick. Yeah, that was good.
I think he gave me great clues on all of them. He knows I have a pretty good knowledge of sports, and he gave good clues to get me there.
Now we have pop culture. I feel good.
Solid. Yeah. Like I said, I think we're out to a solid start, and we just got to finish strong with round two. I mean, I don't think there's anything I know better than pop culture.
Taylor Swift.
We'll see what we got.
Taylor Swift.
Super nerdy jokes, and he's like, right, Tim, right.
Round two, we're going with pop culture. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. It's a movie? Did we just become best friends?
Step Brothers.
My wife hates that the tattoo on my arm is drawn of this woman.
Scarlett Johansson.
It's a dating website where you either like or dislike.
Oh, Tinder.
And it's a fighting video game, and there's one final line at the end. Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat. Next.
These are all over your phone. Different smiley faces.
Apps. Emojis.
This is the most popular meme right now. Everyone gets it put on
their face. Oh, Jordan meme. Crying Jordan.
This is Harry Potter, the school, where they went.
Hogwarts.
Famous dance right now. You know, you can kind of shake it. You don't work, you...
Twerk.
Back to the Mortal Kombat line.
You've...
The turkey is not done.
Baked chicken.
All right. Here, when you say you're done, you say something else.
Finished.
So.
Finish me. Finish him. Yes.
Scientology was the
other
one.
I could not think of it. It was good. I wasn't as good at Kyle's sports, but I suffered my way through it.
We worked in... Like I said, we got through sports pretty quickly, 9 out of 10. We had to work a little harder for 9 out of 10.
We dug deep.
Pop culture, but sometimes that's the way things go. You got to dig deep, and I think we'll do solid in charades with our chemistry.
Song, four words. Fourth word is line. I walked the line.
Good.
Okay.
Song, two words. Second word, train.
Mm-hmm.
First word, crazy train.
Yes. Yes. Woo!
I don't think you can air that, but
Oh, that was so fast. Nobody will beat that.
Well, we said we wanted to come out easy, and I think we just blew the brakes off everyone. I think we
locked
up.
Unless you cheat us again like last year.
Our number one seed, and we look forward to some competition in the playoffs because we've yet to have any.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think we gave a good effort. Clearly, we didn't need to put our best foot forward today to make the playoffs. We're in now. We know that. We showed our excellence today, and I think we'll just get better as the playoffs go on. So we're going to feel good about it.
It's about greatness. You know, we're trying to establish a dynasty here, and we're not happy with one championship. We need to win 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and we'll see from there. Quote the great LeBron James.
Stick around. We get deep with the captain on Vikings karaoke right after this.
That's the scariest song I ever heard in my life, man.
Yeah, my wife would kill me.
Vikings Connected is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings and proud sponsor of U.S. Bank Stadium, by Verizon, founding partner of U.S. Bank Stadium, and by Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the NFL, and your Minnesota Vikings.
Halloween, everybody. Welcome back to our Halloween episode of Vikings Connected. This is Chris Hockey. My name's Aaron Newberg. It's time for another edition of Vikings Karaoke. Who got in your car this week?
Captain Munnerlund. Yeah, he doesn't sing all that great, and I didn't know any of the music he played, but we had some great talking. Great talking. That's not the way you say stuff in English.
I can tell somebody been sitting right here who's real tall.
Yeah, we'll sing along and talk and have a good time.
Y'all might not know the songs, all right.
I'm reading about you and obviously reading interviews and stuff about you. You're an inspiring guy, man.
Being premature to everything else, huh?
Yeah, I know. Our little girl was 4 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, wow, really?
And I thought she was little, but you were 3 pounds?
I was 3 months early, but I was
three months early.
Yeah, I was telling my mom, I was like, I was going to be a real big baby.
Yeah, right.
You could have held on a little longer.
That's true. Think about that. Wow. Yeah. What'd your mom listen to? What kind of music she listen to?
She's a gospel lady.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she's a gospel. She's a preacher, so.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, then you had some good music around the house then, huh?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's go. You know this song?
I've heard this song.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
No, 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 no. I'm you're my girl. I'm going to tell it to the whole wide world. If they say I'm you're my. Promise to love you the best I can. Say I've been there, done it, humped around. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wanna just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad. Hey. Hang up and you call right back. You got it bad. And you miss the day without you feel like whole life's on dry. Boy, you got it bad when you out with someone and you keep on thinking about somebody else.
Woo,
that used to be my jam back in the day.
You can sing though.
No, man.
No, I'll tell you, it's kind of, I've been in this car with people that can't sing. That's all I'm going to say.
Really,
I haven't mentioned
sing.
Names. You can sing. That's awesome, man.
I really can't sing.
While you're looking, I see a lot of ink on your legs. You got ink on your arms and stuff,
man,
too?
Man, everywhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How long ago did you start getting tattoos, and why did you start getting them?
I actually hid them from my mom for a long time.
Right.
I got my first tattoo when I was 17.
Really?
She didn't know I had my initials on the back of my arm in high school, and she never really paid attention to it. I'm like, how she don't know? I'm in jerseys all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
She never knew, and I got to college, and I started getting, I got it on my back, my chest, and then I never had them down here. I never had it down here until I got to new. That I was like I want to be in the NFL,
exactly,
and things like that. So then I went down there, and she was like, when did you get tattoos? I confessed it to her. I was like, Mom, I've been had them. And she was like, oh my God, I can't believe you got it. Then I got her picture on me, so
I showed
her
that. Oh, that's cool. See,
it kind of cheered up a little bit.
Yeah, she can't hate that. That's cool. Yeah, man, once I started, I couldn't stop, man.
Yeah, so weird. Like,
yeah,
you just crave for another
yeah,
one
and
another
absolutely.
One and another one and another one. I love Usher, so.
Yeah, bring it.
It's pretty cool y'all doing this, though.
Oh, man. It's been fun. You know, it's just talking to people about things other than football, you know?
You got to turn this up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But there's more. Listen.
Yep.
Please hear me. Just what I found, I can say I'm safe. My chick on the side says she got one on the way.
Oh, that's the scariest song I ever heard in my
yeah,
life, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so scary. My wife would kill me. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn near cried when I got that phone call. I'm so dope. I don't know what to do about it.
what to do with my confession.
And this by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do.
I'm sure it is.
How you doing, man?
And I'm having a big
wow, man. That's scary.
Y'all got me wanting to keep doing this.
I'm telling you, do it. Give me more. You're educating me over here. Now I got a song scared me to death. Every time I start thinking the wrong direction, I'm going to listen to that song.
I listen to all these confession songs like stuff like this.
Again, keeps you straight, right?
Yeah.
Didn't burn for me to say this. It's coming from the heart. Been a long time coming. Been dead, fell apart. Really want to work this out. Think you're gonna change it. But no, think it's best we go all separate ways. Understand.
Now
you feel my pain.
It's not the way you feel.
I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I'm gonna do now to get my shorty back. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do
without my boo. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So many hours,
I'm still burning
till you return. Same with your body, don't want you to go. Gotta let it go. The party ain't
done.
Let it burn,
let it burn.
Gotta let it burn. Deep down, you know it's bad to end up with you. Hate the thought of being with someone else, but you know that it's
so bad.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn.
I think that's all I got for y'all today.
Man, I hear you. I feel like I need to call my wife and apologize. For that. Right on. I'll turn you around right here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you kidding me, man? Thank you for doing this. That was fun. It's good to get to know you a little better.
Yes, sir. I know I sound terrible, but hey.
I'm telling you, you're the best singer that sat in that seat so far. And I'm telling everybody you said that.
Everyone gets better and better.
I appreciate it. I mean, Captain was great, unexpected. I really enjoyed this.
He seems like such a nice guy.
He is. Let's get to know him a little better.
Yeah. Well, that was a great show.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween edition. Absolutely. Hope you guys all have a safe Halloween.
Yeah,
have a safe Halloween.
Oh, we forgot about Nick Swartzen again. He's back in the green room. Next time, buddy. Could be next time.
I think he got his costume.
Oh, that's okay.
Week.
That's okay. We'll get him next time. Again, Monday Night Football at the Bears. Go Vikes.